Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Governor John Carney and other state officials got an update on work to improve Delaware's family court this week. The state was awarded a $400,000 federal grant in 2013 to fund its Family Court Enhancement Project. That project aimed to improve the child custody decision-making process in cases involving domestic violence. Claire DeMatteis was among those who worked closely on evaluating what kind of improvements were needed and help implement them. As grant funding for this project ends, Delaware Public Media's Sarah Mueller spoke with the former senior counsel to then-Senator Joe Biden about family court and the improvements made during this enhancement project.
Why did we need the grant? What kind of things were going on at that time?
We needed the grant to be able to spend the dollars to equip the courthouses with video monitors, to produce the materials for litigants who come to court and don't have an attorney, to produce the video that every litigant sees when they come into family court. So the grant money went towards improving the equipment, the signage, and the materials for family court.
Were there issues that needed to be addressed? Is that why the project started?
The Violence Against Women Act was enacted in 1994. So there was this rush of really good reforms. What Family Court of Delaware found was 24 years later, things had gotten stale. They weren't focusing on litigants. So they took a really self-critical look and said, we need to do better. And that's when they applied for the grant and were able to get the $400,000 to improve the processes to help people who come to court for protection from abuse orders and child custody orders.
When someone enters family court, can you talk about, like, kind of the process?
So if a person is abused physically, emotionally, verbally by their spouse, by their boyfriend, by their significant other, by their intimate partner, the place they need to go to get a protection from abuse order is family court. And if they are getting a divorce and there's children involved, the place they need to go is family court for that divorce, for child custody, and for child support. It is the critical court for families. And we found in looking at the processes that we needed some additional focus to improve the experience for people who come through family court.
So when they were talking earlier about mediation and going to trial, who decides, how does that work, whether someone goes through mediation or how someone goes to trial?
Everybody has the option to first go through mediation, to sit down with a mediator and see if you can solve your differences, or to see if you can consent to a protection from abuse order. If they don't want to go through mediation, they don't have to. If they first want to try mediation, they can. If they try mediation and it fails, then they go to a judge and they have a trial.
And so when people were talking about cattle calls, can you explain what they mean by that, and what have you guys done to improve that situation?
The cattle call reference was that on days when judges and commissioners hear protection from abuse orders, it was like a herd of people. It was like herding cattle into the courthouse, into a courtroom, into mediation, into a trial. There was not enough focus on the fact that these people have trauma, that there's likely domestic violence and physical violence involved, that they have children. So the cattle call was a reference to the fact that it was not welcoming, it was like herding cattle, and it should be a much more important experience than just feeling like you're herding cattle.
So what have you guys done to change that?
When you come into the courthouse now, there's signs everywhere pointing you to where you need to go, where you need to check in. Signs in various languages, not just English. The people that you encounter have name tags, so you know that if they're court staff or their attorney or if they're advocates. So we've made it more welcoming. When you go into our resource centers, there's materials, one page that explains what is child custody, who can file for a PFA. So we've improved the materials for people who come into the courthouse so that they feel more welcome, that it's not like you're hurting them one place, you're actually having people show them where to go. And then when they get into the courtroom, there's a commissioner that gives you specific information on what the day is going to be like. If you want a trial, how you go to trial, it's explained much more intimately. It's explained in much more easier terms so that people can understand it better.
That's another thing I didn't understand. Why are some people called commissioners and some people called judges?
Good question. Commissioners are not full judges. Commissioners don't have the authority of judges. But judges' caseloads are so overwhelming that the General Assembly created a position called a commissioner. And they hear cases earlier in the process, and they hear more simpler cases that they can handle, and the more complex issues go to the judge.
If a commissioner hears a case and you don't like the outcome, can you appeal it to a judge?
No, a commissioner doesn't have something that they decide that can be appealed. It would then go to a judge. It's not appealed. It's just the next step is to go to a judge. So a protection from abuse order is issued by a commissioner, and they have the authority to issue that. A commissioner cannot rule on child custody. Only a judge can.
Then what can a commissioner do?
A commissioner can hear more simpler cases and creates a record for the judge. So you heard now that commissioners create a record of domestic violence. It then goes to a judge who may hear the final protection from abuse order or will hear the child custody case. So the commissioner helps create the record that then goes to the judge. So the judge has more information when they're deciding a case.
Okay. But they don't make a decision on the protective order or custody or anything.
The commissioner can issue a protection from abuse order after a hearing. Yes, a commissioner can do that. Yes. A commissioner does not rule on child custody. Only a judge can.
So when it comes to custody and divorce and stuff like that, does the grant have anything that it did in that particular area?
The grant specifically dealt with protection from abuse orders and child custody cases that have domestic violence in the household. It had nothing to do with divorce.
So the grant ends
October 31st.
So going forward, is there anything going forward that you guys are going to be doing? I heard there were some rule changes that were happening.
So there has been rule changes. They are embedded now in the court process. They will remain the same. And the court has hired a domestic violence coordinator, one person, who will help keep this progress moving forward, and one person who will coordinate domestic violence cases, whether they're in family court, court of common pleas, superior court. You may have a litigant who has a case in family court that involves domestic violence and a superior court case. And that superior court judge should know the record, should know the history. So this person will help coordinate it and take it to the next stage to better have a better experience for litigants throughout the court system.
Thanks to Claire DeMatteis and our Sarah Mueller for their time this week. The Green continues in a moment with our latest arts playlist and a look at a new series of exhibitions coming to the Delaware Contemporary in 2019. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.